Sales Magic is the podcast hosted by Jackie Lyles, a champion connector, elite corporate trainer, and best-selling author. Using her proprietary approach, Jackie shares proven techniques to help you navigate deep change, increase your sales, and transform your sales results. Jackie learned how to keep recreating herself and will show you how to tap into your own magic, your own unique power to innovate. Enjoy this episode.
Hi, it's Jackie Lyles. You're here with Sales Magic. We're so thrilled you're here. And we're with LaToya Britt today. LaToya Britt is a senior manager of member services and sponsorships at American Fuel and Petroleum Manufacturers, known as AFPM in the industry. They're the leading trade association representing the makers of fuel that keep America moving, and the petrochemicals that are essential building blocks for modern life. With over a decade of experience leading program development and operations, LaToya regularly contributes to the planning and implementation of initiatives and strategies that are aligned with organizational profitability, member services, and diversity goals. LaToya is passionate about elevating women in our industry as we work to move the needle on DEI goals. And she supports the organizational vision by contributing insight meetings, providing regular feedback, and utilizing cross-developmental communication that fosters collaboration and synergy for the entire organization. So LaToya is known as a giant slayer, slaying the fears of what seems impossible to do, and for her visionary leadership. She loves inspiring and motivating others to embrace the discipline and creativity required to make a vision a reality and helping to cultivate greater productivity. LaToya is currently based in Washington, D.C. and the United States, and she lives with her husband and four-year-old son. She's a Maxwell Leadership Team member and a facilitator for the Secrets of a Strong Mind program by Lorae Quai. And that's how I got the great opportunity to know LaToya, by working with Lorae. And if you want, you can follow LaToya on LinkedIn to get to know her even better. Welcome, LaToya.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for having me be a part of this podcast. I am so happy, super happy that you invited me to be here.
Well, thank you. It's been just our joy to know you and get to work with you over the years. So that's LaToya, that's, you know, the published version. So I want to hear the real story. So all of our leaders, you know, the leaders that are listening today and our audience is going to want to hear the real thing. So who is LaToya Britt?
So I will say that LaToya Britt is just that, a giant slayer. And I didn't just become a giant slayer, right? I learned to become a giant slayer. And I'll sum that up, of course. You know, many people may know, but some people may, they probably don't know. But that is a scripture out of the Bible. It's a story out of the Bible. And it's a story regarding David and Goliath. And David had to come against this big old huge giant and actually slay this giant, right? So here he is, this little shepherd boy, you know, attending to sheep, and he has to slay this huge giant. So of course that looked like fear. That looks like a lot of things to us. And when I say that, I put it in perspective with reality, that some things that we look at can be a huge obstacle for us. And a lot of times we think that we are those voices, inadequate. We don't think that we're educated enough, ill-equipped for the task, all those things that being inadequate means, which was where I was. But LaToya had to step outside of her comfort zone in order to make some things happen. And that's why I call myself the giant slayer, because I am slaying away the things that I believe that if God put me on this earth to fulfill a certain purpose, that I am equipped to handle the task and do it.
Well, you are, LaToya. I mean, in working with you, I've just seen you do that again and again and again. And, you know, you come at things with creativity, with innovation, and that's really what our podcast listeners are looking for today. So, LaToya, we have some rapid-fire questions to get started into sales magic. And these questions are going to be real simple. I'm going to ask you two words, and I want you to pick the word that best describes you.
I'm ready.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you're ready. Okay. Morning or evening?
Morning.
Outdoors or indoors?
Indoors.
Adventure or chill?
Chill.
Truck or car?
Car.
Talk or listen?
Oh my God, that's a tough one. But I would like to say listener.
I love that. That's amazing, LaToya. Things I didn't know about you. So
there are a myriad of important elements to sales, but one that might not be on your sales team's radar is how to fall in love with your customers. Connection is an integral part of the sales experience, and understanding this alongside the major business outcomes is critical to seeing the outcome that you're going for. The Business Champion Sales Method Program equips modern sales professionals with all of the information and the support that they need to become sales superstars. All you have to do to get started is to reach out to us to learn more or sign up for the Business Champion Sales Method today.
What is the biggest business challenge you're facing right now?
I can't say that I'm really facing a challenge right now, but I'll tell you what I do see as a challenge. What I do see as a challenge is bad advertisement and not good products. And what I mean by that, Jackie, is, you know, we're on sales magic. And when I think of sales, I think of a good product, right? Mm-hmm. With a good product, you must have good advertising, but they both must meet. You can't have one without the other. And so when people are selling me things, I see folks who don't actually believe in what they're selling. I believe in what I'm selling. So whether it's membership, whether it's sponsorship, I believe in it. And because I believe in it, when I wake up in the morning, it's my everyday practice to put my best foot forward. Because it's for the benefit of this company, but not only for AFPM, but also for the person who's buying into it. So if I don't believe in it, then why should they?
That's really powerful, LaToya. So what is one sales magic experience you have had that you can say that's magic?
Passion. Mm-hmm. Passion. Passion for selling. Passion for people, most importantly. Passion for believing in exactly what I just spoke about, believing in what you are selling. To me, you have to be a believer. You have to be able to sell it. You have to believe in what you're selling. So I see that as a positive, because guess what? When I get someone who comes to my front door and they try to sell me something and they don't seem to be really, you know, interested in what they're trying to sell to me, instantly, I hate to say, but I'm like, okay, thank you. Heard enough. Let me continue on with my day. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, if you don't even believe in you, how do you expect for me to believe in you and believe in what you are doing? So definitely the courage, the confidence, the passion for what you are doing. Thank you.
That really hits home. That hits home with me, you know. So what is the secret to your sales magic? So I know you do a lot of selling with sponsorships and ideas.
I love people, Jackie. I love people. I love talking to people. And just like those questions you just asked me, one was whether, you know, I like to listen or talk. I like doing both, but definitely more listening than anything. Definitely more listening. So I see that as a strength, a power, when I'm able to come in front of someone and really listen to what they're saying and what their needs are. So even with working with AFPM, even with talking about, you know, our company as a whole, and I am always listening to what the member need or want. And I'm always asking that question. How is the membership? How is the membership working for you? And you can't be afraid to ask them also what needs to change. What do you believe that needs to be changed, right? Mm-hmm. Because we all have to be okay with constructive criticism. So I see that as a power. Actually, what happens with that is that helps to elevate me to get out here, do my research. Not saying that I'm going to be able to solve every problem. However, their needs, their wants are important to me. And because I'm listening into them and trying to be resourceful or figure it out, there's power in that. There's power in that.
Absolutely. And so what is your growing edge?
I would say becoming more knowledgeable every single day. I don't know it all. I love listening to people like you. And, you know, and there's others out there who have been doing this way longer than I have. So I don't ever think that I just, you know, I just arrived, right? Every day I'm learning something new. So my edge is just listening and learning. That's how you grow, right? There's always different ways to approach sales and people. And although I have a love for people, I still look at others who have gone before me and who are still doing what I'm trying to do, what I am doing. I always look at the new knowledge that's coming out. There's always different ways, people with all these different creative ideas. Even when you think, oh, I got the best idea, here comes somebody else with a whole nother better idea. Like, why didn't I think of that, right? So right. Taking those things and just learning from the folks, from the people who are out here who have been doing it. So I enjoy just expanding my knowledge.
Oh, wow. Me too, LaToya. Well, thank you for today. It's been a joy having you on the podcast. There are so many pearls of wisdom you've given us, and we're so grateful for your generosity.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for just even thinking of me to have me on this podcast. Seriously, it means a lot. I'm very, very grateful for it. And just glad I was able to talk a little bit about sales and membership in our industry and, you know, what's important. So thank you for being a good listener.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's one of the cores, you know, that is the core message of our Business Champion Sales Method. It's listening and really hearing from your heart where your where your prospects are coming from and your customers are coming from.
To be in sales, you have to be people driven. You've got to have a heart for people and a passion for what you're selling. You have to believe in it.
Absolutely. Thank you, LaToya. This
Thank
was fun.
You.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sales Magic. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. Learn more about the Business Champion Program at JackieLyles.com and across social media platforms.